Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a famous sports person from your country. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to sports and notable figures. One common task is to describe a famous sports person from your country. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, providing sample responses and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand that this topic is frequently featured in IELTS speaking tests. Examiners often use it to assess your ability to discuss well-known personalities and express opinions about sports and athletes. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about sports and athletes. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you follow any sports? A. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about sports. In particular, I'm a huge fan of football. I make it a point to watch major tournaments like the World Cup and the Champions League. I find it not only entertaining, but also a great way to unwind after a long day. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a famous sports person. Describe a famous sports person from your country. You should say who this person is, what sport they play, what achievements they have, and explain why they are famous in your country. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about Nguyen Thi An Vien, a well-known swimmer from Vietnam. She specializes in swimming and has competed in various international events. An Vien has won numerous medals in Southeast Asian Games and Asian Games. She's famous in Vietnam because she's one of the first Vietnamese swimmers to qualify for the Olympics. People admire her dedication and hard work in a sport that isn't very popular in our country. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to draw your attention to Nguyen Thi An Vien, an illustrious swimmer who has made waves in Vietnam's sporting world. Renowned for her prowess in swimming, An Vien has carved out a niche for herself in multiple disciplines, including freestyle, individual medley, and backstroke. Her list of accolades is nothing short of impressive. She has clinched numerous gold medals in the Southeast Asian Games and Asian Games, setting several records along the way. Perhaps her crowning achievement was qualifying for the Olympics, a feat that catapulted her to national fame. An Vien's popularity in Vietnam stems from various factors. Firstly, she has broken new ground by excelling in a sport that has traditionally been underrepresented in our country. Her success has inspired a new generation of young swimmers and helped raise the profile of swimming in Vietnam. Moreover, her unwavering dedication and relentless work ethic have struck a chord with the Vietnamese public. In a culture that highly values perseverance, An Vien's journey from a small-town girl to an international sports star resonates deeply with many people. Lastly, her humble demeanor and patriotic spirit have endeared her to fans across the nation. Whenever she competes, she proudly flies the Vietnamese flag, embodying the hopes and dreams of millions of her countrymen. Follow-up questions. Q. How has this athlete influenced young people in your country? A. An Vien has had a profound impact on Vietnam's youth. Her success has sparked interest in swimming among young people, leading to increased enrollment in swimming classes. She has also set a powerful example of what can be achieved through hard work and determination, inspiring many to pursue their dreams, not just in sports, but in all areas of life. Do you think it's important for countries to have sporting heroes? Why or why not? A. I firmly believe that sporting heroes play a crucial role in a country's cultural and social fabric. They serve as role models, inspiring the younger generation to lead healthier, more active lifestyles. Moreover, they foster a sense of national pride and unity, especially during international competitions. However, it's equally important to ensure that the pressure and expectations placed on these athletes are not excessive, as this can lead to negative consequences for their mental and physical well-being. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to sports and famous athletes. Here are some sample questions and answers. Q. How do you think the media influences the way we perceive athletes? A. Band 6-7. I think the media has a big impact on how we see athletes. They often focus on the most successful or controversial ones, which can create unrealistic expectations. Sometimes they also invade athletes' privacy, which isn't fair. However, media coverage can also inspire people and bring attention to different sports. A89. The media wields considerable influence over our perception of athletes, and this influence is multifaceted. On one hand, media coverage can elevate athletes to near-mythical status, showcasing their achievements and inspiring millions. This can have a positive ripple effect, encouraging people to take up sports and lead healthier lifestyles. However, the media's influence can also be a double-edged sword. The intense scrutiny that comes with fame can place immense pressure on athletes, potentially affecting their performance and mental health. Moreover, the media's tendency to sensationalize controversies or personal issues can distort public perception and overshadow an athlete's professional accomplishments. It's also worth noting that media representation can perpetuate certain biases in sports. For instance, there's often disproportionate coverage of male athletes compared to female athletes in many sports, which can reinforce gender stereotypes. Ultimately, while the media plays a crucial role in bringing sports to the masses, it's important for consumers to maintain a critical perspective and remember that athletes are human beings, not just entertainment figures. Do you think professional athletes are paid too much? Why or why not? This is a complicated issue. Some people think athletes are paid too much compared to other important jobs like teachers or doctors. However, athletes have short careers and work very hard. They also bring in a lot of money through ticket sales and advertising. I think it depends on the sport and the athlete's popularity. 9. The question of whether professional athletes are overpaid is a contentious issue that requires nuanced consideration. On the surface, the exorbitant salaries of top athletes in popular sports like football or basketball might seem disproportionate, especially when compared to professions that are arguably more crucial to society, such as healthcare workers or educators. However, we need to delve deeper into the economics of professional sports to gain a more comprehensive understanding. Athletes' salaries are often a reflection of the revenue they generate for their teams and leagues through ticket sales, merchandise, and broadcasting rights. In this sense, their high salaries could be seen as a fair share of the value they create. Moreover, we must consider the unique nature of athletic careers. Professional athletes have a relatively short window in which to earn their peak salaries, often facing early retirement due to age or injuries. Their careers also involve significant physical risks and require immense dedication from a young age. That being said, the vast disparity between the earnings of top athletes and those in other professions does raise valid concerns about societal values and priorities. It's a complex issue that reflects broader questions about wealth distribution and the commercialization of sports. In conclusion, while the high salaries of some athletes might seem excessive, they are often a product of market forces. Perhaps the more pertinent question is how we as a society can ensure that other equally or more important professions are adequately valued and compensated. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To make waves, idiom, make webs, to cause a disturbance or attract a lot of attention. Example, the new athlete has been making waves in the tennis world with her powerful serves. To carve out a niche phrase, carve a niche, to create a special position for oneself. Example, despite the competition, she managed to carve out a niche for herself in professional boxing. Accolade, noun, ked, an award or privilege granted as a special honor. Example, winning the Olympic gold medal was the highest accolade of her career. To strike a chord, strike chord, to elicit an emotional response. Example, the athlete's story of overcoming adversity struck a chord with many fans. To embody verb, buddy, to represent an idea or quality in a clear and obvious way. Example, the captain embodies the team's spirit of perseverance and teamwork. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing famous sports persons, prepare a range of vocabulary related to sports, achievements, and personal qualities. Practice describing athletes from different sports to broaden your ability to discuss various aspects of athleticism. Develop your ideas fully, providing reasons and examples to support your points. Use a variety of grammatical structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Stay informed about current sports events to be able to discuss recent achievements or controversies if they come up. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a wide range of vocabulary and grammatical structures. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.